Welcome to Chapter 15, Be Honest.
Well, after a year with Sun Oil, I was finally assigned my territory. And once I began to make calls on the customers that I had inherited, it became painfully obvious that my background in business was not going to help me too much from a technical standpoint, because these customers and the products they were using from Sun Oil were of an engineering/technical nature. Petrochemicals such as xylene, toluene, benzene, and oils such as mold release oils, cutting oils, these type of products. Things that I have never, ever even thought about. In fact, my mechanical ability is non-existent. I've never owned a tool, and when anything in my house ever broke, I just threw it out. So I'm coming from another world when it comes to this particular career. So, and I really was not all that excited about starting to learn mechanics and engineering and such things. So I decided, instead of trying to be, you know, what do they say, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, I actually decided to capitalize on where I was working. And by that I mean, I was in the Philadelphia, Greater Delaware Valley area, which is where Sun Oil's home office was, and all of their, shall we say, technical experts in every field was located at 1608 Walnut Street. So I would not have been able to do what I'm about to explain had I not had access to that group of people. So what my approach was is that I basically told the customers that my background is in finance, that if they needed anything, they needed to tell me what they needed, and I would make sure that they got it. But in terms of technical support or technical assistance, I just couldn't provide it, and I had no intention of trying to fake it. So, and I found out with that approach, first of all, everybody, as I mentioned in previous episodes, people are, when you tell them the truth and they realize that, you know, you're new on the scene, you know, they go out of their way to be nice and, you know, show you their business and explain things. And they had already, Sun Oil was an established industrial product supplier in the country. So whenever there was a question, I found out that bringing a specialist with me actually was a good marketing idea. Even if I found on those rare occasions where I actually knew the answer, I still opted to bring a specialist in, because it actually worked to in behalf of the customer's ego, because they felt that we meaning Sun Oil, really valued their business if we would bring a specialist in from the home office to address an issue. And one of the things I also learned is that when we had these meetings with a representative of Sun Oil, I would always position my chair closer to the customer than to the person I was bringing from Sun Oil. Psychologically, I wanted the customer to know that I was really there on his behalf, not on Sun Oil's behalf. And that worked out well. And another thing I learned is that with a particular customer, I decided I was going to take this customer out to dinner. And the customer was having an anniversary. So I said, well, listen, why don't you bring your wife and we'll go to dinner. And I brought him to a nice restaurant in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And it went very well. And what I learned from that is when I followed up later on with this particular customer, who was a big cutting oil customer, that he's mentioned that how much fun the wife had, and that was the first time that she really had been included. And since I didn't have any business knowledge to talk about, we never talked about business. What I learned from that is that when my real career began, I decided that any time I had an opportunity on a meeting with a potential merger candidate acquisition, and it was possible, I always encouraged the wife to attend. Because what happens when you do that, I found out, that when the dinner is over, first of all, it's rare that a wife's asked to attend back then. And secondly, so automatically you've separated yourself, and it's shown, it included her, especially in an acquisition, which is a big deal. And so by including them, making the person feel that they're, you know, they're important in this, and they are. Then when the dinner was over, I felt that I had somebody representing me, so to speak, to the guy who owns the business, namely his wife, by, you know, including her. It was effective. It was definitely effective. Another thing I did that was really out of the box, and this was a particular customer, Owens, Illinois, in Bridgeton, New Jersey. They were a major bottling company of glass. They made millions of beer bottles and what have you. And they had what's called a mold release oil, which you spray the glass with oil when you take it out of the mold to make sure that there's no slippage and it's smooth. The glass is smooth. So anyway, I was told that no one had ever gotten into this plant. The plant manager, they just never. So they didn't know. Sun Oil never really knew how much oil they used beside what they used from Sun Oil. Who are the competitors? None of that, because they just never had occasion. So I decided to be creative, because this didn't involve technology or engineering. I had a friend at the refinery, and I said, is it possible that you could do something to their oil that I could fix? And, you know, because I explained the situation, we never got into the plant. So the only way you could get into a plant like that is for the plant to have a problem. So he said, well, the simplest thing that they could do is put coloring in the tank truck of oil, to change the color of the oil. And there was a simple way to correct it with another additive. So I said, let's do it. So they did it. So when the oil was delivered, we get a call from the company, the plant manager, saying, listen, I think there's something wrong with the oil or something. I said, well, yeah. I said, so he wanted me to come down. So I went there, and I already knew what was happening. It had nothing to do with nothing except the color. So I said, you know, I looked at it and talked to him, and, you know, I said, I think I know what the problem is here. I said, it was a refinery issue. So anyway, I had them ship the additive. They added it to the oil. The oil's colored, you know, because they were worried that the oil wasn't going to work. It was a different oil. It wasn't the right oil and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, I got into the plant. We corrected the problem, quote unquote, the problem. And I got to know what else he was using. And eventually, we got some more business. So that was an out-of-the-box way, and I never really told my boss or anything until, you know, maybe I told him on the way out years later. But anyway, sometimes you have to, as they say, think out of the box, and this was certainly out of the box for me. But it didn't require, like I said, didn't require engineering skills. So anyway, that's pretty much what I learned in my career at Sun Oil. I'll have maybe one more episode about Sun Oil, which I think you'll find interesting, and a guy I met who became ultimately my best friend.
Up next, combining fun and brains.